Well, Coach, gosh darn it, watched the match last night. Tristan in his semifinal, darn it, just a low-scoring match, and you kind of probably knew maybe it would be, but defensive match, but, boy, came down right down to the very, 30, 40 seconds in this one, didn't it?
Definitely not the way that we had it drawn up, not the way that we had it predicted by any means. But that's just the type of a wrestler that the kid from Ralston is, very defensive. And he wants to keep the score low and that's what happened. There were a couple of times, I think once or twice early in the match in the first or second period where, Tristan was able to get in on a pretty decent shot and get to the guy's legs. And it looked like, we had a chance to score a couple of times, but it was just on the edge of the mat, every time or both times. And we just didn't get that takedown that we needed. But I give Tristan a lot of credit. He went down swinging. He took, I think, just about every shot in the match. I don't think the other kid took hardly any shots, and probably the other kid probably should have got called for a stalling at some point. But the referee saw it a different way, and it happened. Not what we wanted, not what we expected. But today's a new day, and when things like that happen, you just got to pull up your bootstraps and go out there and get the next best thing, and work hard for it. And hopefully we can come away with a third place medal, instead of a first or second place medal.
Yep, Tristan, right back in the mats once again here this morning, and it's not going to be easy. There's some good, pretty good guys awaiting him in those consolation rounds, aren't there?
Oh, of course. There's no easy matches down here. Like I've told Tristan before, I told him last year, the only thing harder than getting first place is getting third place, coming back on the backside and fighting your way to third place. And that's exactly what he did last year. He's just that ultimate competitor, ultimate warrior. And he showed that he was capable of doing it last year. I think if he goes out there with the right mindset, he can in these two matches this morning, I think that he can, correct a wrong, so to speak, from last night. And it'll settle a lot better, the higher he gets up on the podium today. His first match will be against a kid from Plattsmouth, which will be a rematch, actually, from just last week. We wrestled this kid at districts, and we won that match, obviously. And then if he wins that match, he'll be wrestling a kid from either Gretna East or Elkhorn North. And we've wrestled the Gretna East kid earlier on this year, and we defeated him, but we haven't seen the Elkhorn North kid. And so, if we match up against him, that'd be nice to see a new face. I think that kid from Elkhorn North is rated somewhere in the top 3 or 4 in the state, and so it'll be a good competitive match, if we see him or the Gretna East kid for third place, or even if it, doesn't go our way, we'll have a good competitive match for fifth place as well.
Coach, I know you're hoping, and everybody hoping, that John White and Gabe Roberts get going here on the second day in the consolation bracket. Gabe got a win, and John unfortunately ran into a pretty good kid from York. And again, tough matches, as you said, consolation rounds, not a gimme, is it?
No, there's no gimme matches down here. You have to go out there and earn every match that you win. And we thought that we were set up pretty good yesterday to get both John and Gabe wrestling on Friday night, and it just didn't work out that way. John went out there in that first match, and I think that he would probably tell you he didn't wrestle his best match, and he'd have to tell you why. But I think you just have to You know, he's just a sophomore, and you know, as good of a state tournament as he had last year, you know, this year it was probably pretty disappointing for him, going 0-2. But it's just a learning opportunity, and I just told him that, you know, use this experience as motivation to get better in the off season. And, you know, he still has 2 years ahead of him. And, you know, if he works hard at it, you know, I think that he can get himself back on the medal stand in these next 2 years. Gabe Roberts started off his day yesterday with a win over a kid from Wahoo, and looked pretty good in that match. And then that set him up with the second match of the day against a kid from Gretna. And, you know, we knew that that match was about 50-50 on who could win, and looked pretty good at the beginning. Gabe got in on a couple of pretty good shots and looked like he was about to score and just wasn't able to finish it off on any of those opportunities. And then I think it was in the third period, you know, he went in on a shot and just got caught and put on his back. And so that was a 7-point move. And that late in the match, it was just too much to overcome. But, you know, Gabe had a great season. So did John. You know, they beat a lot of good wrestlers. They beat several wrestlers that are on the medal stand in the different classes today. And, you know, they have nothing to hang their heads about. And, you know, you just tell them that one tournament doesn't define their whole season. And you just got to remind them of all the good things that they accomplished throughout this season.
Coach, in the team standings, well, I see Scott's kind of running away with things. 201.5 points. Bennington, a distant second, 110. So Skyhawks going to be on top again, aren't they?
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion that I think, you know, you need to name your school, you know, McCook Prep or McCook Catholic in order to get in the top, you know, of the standings and a lot of these classes down here. It seems to really help you out. But, no, those both of those teams, they're solid. You know, they're from top to bottom. I think Omaha Scut had like 10 or 11 kids in the semifinals last night, and they won the majority of those semifinals, and they really pulled away from the competition. You know, they're just good from top to bottom. And, you know, Omaha Creighton Prep in Class A, you know, they have a really good team as well, and I think that they're shooting to get the all-class team points record. And it's looking like they're set up pretty well to do that. And so seeing some really good wrestling down here, for sure.